LA City Council Member Dennis Zine and Assembly Member Norma Torres joined City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo to call on the city and state to crack down on graffiti.
So we're opening up a new front and launching a comprehensive initiative designed to give us a decisive edge in our war on graffiti vandalism at both the local and state levels.
Zine spoke about the new legislation, which will hold taggers and their parents financially liable for graffiti.
And they are oftentimes acknowledged by their parents because they think they're performing art in the city of Los Angeles, in this region. This is not art. This is a crime, a very serious crime.
A city ordinance introduced late last year fines parents $1,000 and places a lien on property for any tagging their children do. The new ordinance will make it easier to punish parents and children. It will recover funds from civil and criminal cases related to graffiti. The city will also be able to protect private property and act as the plaintiff in their place to obtain funds for the city. The ordinance also introduces a high-tech graffiti tracking database.
We're going to be able to store the information. We're going to sort it by name, tagging crew, gang, and location. Okay, so we know who they are. This database will bring California's fight against graffiti vandalism into the 21st century.
At the state level, Assemblymember Torres is introducing Bill 576 to give more funds to local government to combat graffiti. Last year, the city of Los Angeles spent $7 million catching and cleaning up after taggers. Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.